Well?
Are we on, Don?
We're live.
Okay.
Once this again.
Is April 8th on Sunday on planet Earth. This is Wynn Free and Don Newsom live on the Don and Wynn Show.
We hope we're coming in okay. We do have all the equipment now finally in place. No more excuses. And we can take call-ins on this show, on our shows now. And we hope the volumes are okay, that everything is crystal clear out there. And if it isn't, please send us an email. We are getting through it. And people are actually able to get their email to us once again. So do send us an email if you find anything. Also, Wynn?
Yes.
It's been a while since, we've done our show together alone.
That's right. I know it. And I've missed you.
Well, I missed you too.
Yeah. For those that are tuning in for the first time, there's a lot that happens on this show. Or maybe there's nothing that happens. I don't know. But one of the things that happens is that Don and I have this dynamic interchange where we both grow while we're on the air, while we're talking to each other. And then we have guests coming in.
That's right.
And we have kind of not so much like a interview show, because that's what my vision of it is, and I think that most of the time, it's not like we're interviewing a guest, but we're creating a community and including the guests in the community. And hopefully we're including our listeners in the community.
Exactly.
And Don and I come from different realms of the spectrum. Don is this rigid, Gestapo kind of boss guy.
That's me, Gestapo.
That's not true. I'm kidding. Don is the founder of Blogging Service. And, and he is impassioned to want to make a contribution to the world, which certainly needs contributions right now.
That's right.
And he's impassioned to bring truth out, and he's got loads of people that he believes are bringing different pieces of the puzzle. And there's loads and loads of shows, exciting shows. And
well, we had an interesting discussion earlier, didn't we?
You and I?
Yeah, didn't we?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought it was interesting.
Well, it was like sizing up some of the ways the two of us are different, right?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. And now, for myself, I'm this guy that is having these conversations quite often with beings on the other side who, if they're identifying themselves correctly, are the creator gods for our realm. And they're explaining how it works and how to invoke their help and how to change ourselves so we can make our own connections and have our own experiences. So my vision in doing the show is, I want that to transfer to the people that are listening. I want them to be able to share that experience that there is, on this realm that we're in, it's really hard to have validation that that's true. And, I mean, we all want to have it, and yet we walk around and there's this veil in place, and it's so hard to directly know that. And yet, once you know that, it changes everything, because suddenly you realize that you're not just a physical body, you're not just going to die and disappear, that there is a continuity. And there's games that are being played that you don't realize are being played if you're just existing like you're a physical body in your house and you're a car. And so, not to believe that, but to know it. That's what's important, that someone should know that it's possible. And so, since I'm having that experience, I do share my experience, but I try to find the ways that I can rub off on other people. So,
how are you feeling?
How am I feeling
today?
This is where Don and I started an hour ago, okay? And now,
stop talking and tell me how you're feeling.
If I was Don, I would be saying, I'm excellent. But if I'm Lynn, I would say, things are pretty good. No problem.
No, you wouldn't. You would say, I'm fine.
I'm okay.
Those are the two things you'd always say.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't say, oh, it's a good day. Oh, things are okay, doing wonderful. You would never say that. It's always, I'm fine, mm-hmm. or I'm okay.
Yeah.
Now, you realize that...
Now, let me ask you, how are you doing, Don?
I'm doing good. Very good. Today's a great day.
Well, you're sounding much better today than you have for the last four
weeks. Well, again, like I say, it comes down to this.
Mm-hmm.
Fine and okay are not proper to use in reply.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, you told me...
Now, wait a second.
In fact, my mother, and if she's listening out there, and I hope she is, she taught us at a very young age, never, ever say when somebody asks you how you're doing, because she'd mm-hmm. come into the house, and if she came into our house and she asked us, how was your day when we came in from school?
Mm-hmm.
And we said, fine, it's okay, or I'm okay, or any fine or okay is in response to her question, she would be severely angry at our lack of respect,
mm-hmm.
one, for her sincere question, and dismissing it like that out of hand,
mm-hmm.
and two, to think so little of the questioner that it doesn't even worth a reply.
Mm-hmm.
Or so little of the question that it's not even worth replying. And if that's the case, then you have to think, is the person really creating such a lousy world for himself?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because that's the only other reasonable explanation, that the other person is creating this semblance of, I'm average.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay. I'm fine. I'm nothing special here. Move along, folks. Nothing to see. You know, to me, honestly, when my mother's right.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And you always, always tell me...
Now, how can there be right or wrong?
There isn't right and wrong. I'm just saying, I was giving you a reason why this used to grate on you and I. You'd always tell me that I'm too up, I'm too positive, I'm too this. You should always be on an even keel. And then you actually believe that to such a point within yourself that you speak that way. You believe that you're average, you're nothing, you're just eh.
I don't believe that I'm average.
Then you wouldn't say, I'm fine, I'm okay. Otherwise, maybe it's a personal issue. There's an issue going on there. There's something you need to figure out. Why would I reply in such a manner to somebody's question?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's odd. And,
well, let's suppose you ask somebody a question and say, how are you doing? Okay? And they say, well, here's what's going on. I can't stand coming home. I don't like...
Then they would say that. They would actually say. You see, if someone said, how are you doing? You'd say, well, today hasn't been a good day. And then they could ask further. Or... you could say, you know, I'm doing wonderful. Today's a fabulous day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but to dismiss what they're saying,
mm-hmm.
the genuinity of their question, is to say, I'm fine. I'm okay. It just shuts any communication down at that point.
Right. Well,
doesn't it? And how spiritual of a person are you if you do that continuously? I don't know. You're speaking to volumes of entities on the other side, yet the basics are...
But I'm still a human. Sure you are,
but still, you have the basics of positive thinking into your life. And that's something I need to help you with.
Wait a second.
Stand there. I've got my magic wand. Stand back. There. See? Okay, I just gave you a lesson. You learned it here.
The Thank you, Don.
You're welcome, Wynn.
I'm now your guru.
God.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, but I don't know if it's sunk in.
No? You still like fine and okay's responses?
Well,
Come on, you don't know if it's sunk in? Oh, folks, he still hasn't learned. I'm ashamed he's my new student.
Well, I'll incubate on it.
All right. You ask my mother.
I'll ask your mother. Have her call in.
You get a final answer.
Have your mother call in and give us a little...
Sure. Mom, if you're listening, which I hope you are.
Seminar on it. I know everything.
888-268-4313, and we can hear what you got to say. Or anybody else out there that wants to debate this. I think my brother's laughing in the background there.
Is that Doug laughing in the background?
That is.
Uh-huh. It's like... See,
we're ganging up on you.
Yeah, well, it's okay. You can gang up on me. I can handle it. But I'm not sure where to go next in our conversation. I'll tell you that... I'm trying to...
You said that already.
I'm trying to tune into the big picture of things, you know? And that is that people are going through a lot of changes right now. You know, I remember...
It's the Mona Lisa.
No, it's not the Mona Lisa. It's like, this is a very, very transitional period.
Complex painting.
It's a transitional period on our planet. Could we say that?
Yeah.
It's a transitional period on our planet. And that for many people, there's huge, huge things they're going through on all different kinds of levels. Right? You know that.
Yeah, I would say that, but let's get back to it. You're evading the question.
No, I'll probably get back around to it. You know, usually we start talking and I get back to the question one way or another.
Okay.
I'm trying to, like, take off on it in a creative way because I can remember... Say, for example, when I was younger. You see, different people have different issues in their lives.
Issues. You know, people get so perturbed about that word now on your TV. Issues.
Okay. Is that the way you're supposed to say it, issues?
No, I don't care. Say it any way you like.
Okay, issues.
No, not that way.
You know, if I have come to the place where if I want to contribute to somebody... which I do, and you do too, I want to do it in a way that allows the shadow side to come forward. Because if you don't do that, the contribution is limited. It's only like, how you doing, it's a good time, and you go back and you're back to yourself. Now, you know, from the time you've known me, I think you would say that we have created an impact on each other that is real and, how can I say this? It's,
I love you too, Wynn.
It's not just...
I'll send flowers. I love you too, buddy.
It's not just the time we spend together on the air. There's a part of us that, in its best case, has grown together. Could we say that? Right.
Yeah, in private.
Connection. Well, we're on the air, Don, so... So there's a permanent shift, right? Now, that's a pretty extraordinary thing to have happen between two people, any two people.
Well, you know what happened today, folks? Here. I don't know if this has any relation to what happened, but this is a very unique thing that happened today in the studio, Wynn.
Go ahead.
Now, I have one phone... that's on its own line and connects up into a digital mixer. Then I have another phone that runs, it's configured to be wired into an amp, a caller phone. Well, somehow when I picked up the regular phone line to hit the speaker, you could hear the dial tone in the preamp. mm-hmm. of the first phone. But the first phone is in no way hooked up to the second phone. Yeah.
Okay.
That happened today. Three times in a row, Nev and I looked at each other and said, that's just plain impossible.
No, it's not. I know how that happens.
No.
What happens?
Tell us, actually, please.
What happens is, when you have wires that are running near each other,
yeah.
there's something called induction, where the magnetic field of one wire transfers to the other wire.
Oh, I know, but that's like a one in a million that would occur.
No, it happens all the time. I mean, it happens all the time with two phones on the same line. I have
not with the cabling I have.
Do you have shielded cable?
Yeah.
On all your phones?
Yes.
Yeah, but not.
I don't know. This is pretty. You know.
Not from where they come from the house to the room. From
yeah,
the line.
Yeah, but again, that was like a very rare oddity that would occur.
It never happened before, though, right?
No. Probably never happened again.
Because normally. If it happens, it's something that should be happening all the time.
Yeah. No, it was a freak.
If it's inductive, it should be happening all the time. So, John.
So let me ask you, Wynn.
Let me ask you.
Now that we've had a chance to talk for about 20 minutes.
Let me ask
you. How are you doing?
Let me, no, no, John. I am not answering that question.
The evasion. See, folks, that's the other thing he would always say. Either it's I'm fine or okay, or... His next reply, and folks, I've known him for a long time now. When I say this is a fact, this is what Wynn does.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I'm fine or I'm okay, or he will say, I'm not answering that question.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Am I correct, Wynn? Am I correct?
That's not evasion. That's
but it's correct. Those are the three things you would do, correct?
No, that's...
Yes. When somebody comes up to you, you would say... I'm fine, I'm okay, or I'm not answering that question. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
You do it to me ever since I've known you.
It depends who's asking me.
No. Now let's analyze that second reply.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not answering that question. Why not?
Because I don't feel that I have the words to answer it. In a way that my answer...
Why wouldn't that be your answer, then?
Well,
I can't answer... I couldn't quite have the words to put forth what I... You know, how I'm feeling right now. Now, that would say something to me.
Mm-hmm.
But not... I know. I don't have to, or I'm not going to answer that question. See, the way you say it's very, very... I don't have to answer that question, or I don't answer that question.
Oh, that's, no one has to answer any question.
Listen to me. Hold on, we got a caller. Hope we don't have feedback here, folks.
Hello.
Let's get you on the air. Hold on. Something's going wrong here. There we go. Are you on the air?
I don't know.
Hildy?
Yeah.
Mother?
Yeah.
Are you on the air?
Well,
is everybody on the air?
Wayne comes in beautiful today, but Don comes in terrible.
Well, that's because I'm the guy that has the right information, so God is arranging it so that I'm.
Huh?
Well, yeah, am I still coming?
Hi, Hildy.
Hold on, folks. I just figured out the problem. Wow.
Hello.
Hi, Hildy. Don is figuring out the problem.
I think so.
Yes?
So, are you listening to our conversation?
Well, can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Hildy?
I can hear you, Don.
Can you hear me, Mother?
Yes, I can.
Can you hear me well or not well?
Really, it's... Now, Wayne comes in beautiful this time.
Okay, how's that? Is that better?
Let me check again. I can't have both because
all right.
I have you
well,
going.
Well, we're now testing this new piece of equipment here
for
you. Hello.
Hello. Hey, Hildy,
Yes?
Yes.
Yeah, that's better, Don.
Okay, good.
Okay. Yeah, because you came in so hollow, you could be hardly heard.
Okay.
And
well,
you two stop arguing about the point, who is okay and who is fine.
All right.
I mean, there's always something a mother expects more than that.
Yeah.
But maybe your friend doesn't. I don't know.
Well, I think, yeah, but remember, you I mean, this is true. That's
well,
quite a
yeah,
lesson.
Yeah, because it doesn't give me any further discussion.
And it's a lack of respect for the answer. It's actually a lack of respect for the questioner. Because you're showing
him...
Well,
it's not a lack of respect. It's just a cutoff.
Well, it's impolite.
And if somebody, you know, is just on the way of going by and says, how are you today? It's a common thing. It's not something really personal.
Well, Mother...
If somebody says, I'm just fine. Yeah,
you know,
okay.
I love you. This is the first time I've had a chance to speak to you on this show. I love you, Mother. You know, it's great to have you on our show.
I'm just so glad I could make it in today. My computer is very, very temperamental yet.
Still.
And that man still hasn't come to fix it.
Unbelievable.
So I'm always thankful when I can get on and hear you. Anyway, keep it up and stop arguing with Wing.
Well, I'm not trying.
He's doing a good job.
Hildy, I have a question for you, Hildy. Hildy, can I ask you a question?
Yes?
What was the most difficult thing about
Don? Hey, I can't hear you.
What was the most difficult thing about Don when you were bringing him up?
When I was bringing him up? Well, there was never just one. There was always two.
See what I mean? Doug.
If I had to deal with one, I had to deal with the other.
That's right.
You mean there were double... There were double trouble?
Double trouble and double joy. Believe you me, it's been more joy than trouble.
I don't know about that, to be honest. Boy, we've given it.
I tell you, I was blessed. And I was blessed with a lot more joy than whatever trouble could be.
Well, Mother, we were blessed more than you know. I mean, I'm sure you know it. I love you dearly.
I love you all.
But remember, you know, that's... I mean, we know here that you know, when it comes right down to it, I won the argument.
I just never ever forget.
Right, Mother? Come on.
You guys would cut me off and say, Mom, stop lecturing. We know it all. But I still keep lecturing, I told you, until the day I die. And when I'm dead, I'll still be lecturing wherever I go. Don't think that's the end of it.
You'll be lecturing the angels in heaven,
Phil.
I love you all. Keep it up.
All right. I love you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Mother. Well, Wynn, we just tested, very importantly, Mother came on, but the synchronicity is that's the first caller who has come on since we put this brand new piece of equipment into place to finally finish the puzzle here. Mm-hmm. That's been going on since months before we even moved here. And finally it all works perfectly, and it just happened in all this time that my mother was the first caller to test this entire system, and it worked perfectly. Mm-hmm. Now that is a powerful woman, because I would attribute that, because look, I've had no time to test anything or anything, so she's brought with her her magic. Thank you, Mother.
She sounded wonderful, too.
Yes.
See, look, I want to really give a more serious answer to what you said, because it there's more to it than we're bringing up. There really is. And this is not a matter of winning an argument. In fact, there is no argument, because everyone has free will. So how?
I agree. I have no opinion on it. You're correct. I think I'm just giving it to you.
Yeah, how I choose to handle something
is how you choose to handle it. It's perfect.
How I choose to handle it.
Exactly.
And how you choose to handle it is how you choose to.
I agree.
Now, you can ask me, why do you choose to handle it that way? And then we can have a discussion. But when you say, when you should handle it this way, in fact, you're judging me.
You're correct.
And then you're telling me.
You're correct. In a way, that's true.
You're telling me what you
need. Yeah, needless to say, yeah, you're correct. We're both bungling it here.
Yeah. Now, since we've got to this part where at least I'm correct.
Well, at least you're not totally bungling it. I'm helping you.
You're helping me. But I want to say...
When you want your guru status back, don't you?
No. I want to be very honest.
You gave it to me.
I want to give a really honest...
All right, okay.
Honest answer.
You might get your guru status back later today.
Well, we'll see. I don't know. I don't want guru status. That's exactly what I don't want. But...
You keep telling me you don't want it, but you love it.
Well, you know... It's not about the status. It's about
the title, guru.
Yeah, well, you know, if you spell it guru, do you know what you get?
Two G. U's and a G
you
and
get,
an R.
Now, listen what happens when you spell guru. G, you are you.
That is very good, very good.
Isn't that good?
That's extreme.
And if somebody's going to be a guru, it's because they make you feel like you.
That's deep.
I just thought of that, too.
Okay. Well, needless to say, we do have some wonderful new... have you seen the...
Now, wait a second. Don, you're cutting me off. I was going to, make an explanation for something.
Okay.
And I'm not trying to win an argument. I'm just trying to share my experience.
Uh-oh. You can't just let me win this, can't you?
No.
You can't just walk... Hold on now. You can't just walk away from this without telling your opinion on it because you just don't want me to win it.
That's not true.
Come on.
I don't admit it. I don't believe it's a matter of winning or losing. It's a matter of if you bring up an issue, I become responsible.
Okay, I love you, buddy. You got 5 minutes.
I become responsible for...
I'm charging you in 5 minutes. You're on the clock. Huh?
We really have 5 minutes?
No, but when I put you on my 5 minutes, I'm going to start charging you for advice.
I see. Okay. So here's the deal for me. It's like a good portion of my life, people will come up to me and they'd say things like, how's your book doing? How's this doing? How's that doing? What's the other thing doing? And I feel like I'm reporting, and I feel like kind of trapped into a role. That's how I feel. That's right or wrong, that's how I feel. Now, I really want to have the desire to connect with people. I don't want to just be an object of what did the Elohim say lately?
Yeah.
Is there any channelings lately?
Now, what? So, now, hold on. Backtrack. So, folks, listen to me. You said something very important.
Yeah.
You said something that very few guys would never say.
Mm.
You say, I don't want to be an object.
Right.
Come on, Wynn, admit it. You want to be an object.
No, I don't. I don't.
You don't want to be an object?
When you're an object, you're rigid. You have to I know what you're thinking.
Oh, boy.
Jesus, don't say it, Don.
Oh, Wynn.
Don't say it. Now, if you're rigid, you can't be spontaneous. You can't come from the moment. And, the world constantly tries to trap you.
Yeah, and constantly tells you your moment's just okay or fine.
The world constantly tries to trap you into its rigidity. And it's like, why do you think so many spiritual people go off in monasteries, go off in caves, leave the world, go into retreat?
I thought they called that retirement.
It's not retirement. They do that because they actually are connecting to God, their experience of God, and they don't want to get caught up in the world because the world pulls them off of that experience. And the world does that by nature.
I would agree with you.
And
I have no problem there.
I'm one of those people that is in the world and is very diligent to the best of my ability to stay on my own center.
and not get pulled off. So,
you know, that's a very good answer. It's a very good answer.
Therefore, I have to watch really carefully the things that can pull me off. So,
now, you see how two people come from totally different worlds, folks, and no answer is really wrong?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, no answer is really right.
And no answer is really right. That's your correctamundo. I'm glad.
It's basically...
You're right on. See, that's the point.
You have your...
All paths, no matter what way, eventually lead back anyway.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's right.
And there's no reason at all not to be 100% accepting and non-judgmental of others.
You know,
and
the only
way you can do that mm-hmm. is to accept them unconditionally. That's love.
Anything
other than that is wrong. And the point I was making earlier, the way I was doing that, of course, that was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But you came to the right conclusion.
You know,
I'm proud of you, my student.
Yes, thank you. You know, I have to tell you, in a recent channeling, one of the most funniest and wisest things was said to me.
Yes.
And, whether it's channeled or not, it stands on its own.
Yeah, but I didn't say it that long ago.
And I'll share it with you.
Okay.
Very, very recent. No.
All right.
It's like...
Yes. No.
I asked a question about somebody that made what I thought was a big mistake in their judgment and their discernment. And that was the nature of the question about the mistake they made.
Right.
And the answer was that they didn't make a mistake. And then they said, when you make an omelet, you start with an egg.
Well, you don't have to start with the egg in an omelet.
Just listen to me, because I'm going to make a point. No one's going to track it if you keep interrupting. Make your comments at the end of the...
Start with the pot.
Just be quiet, Don. Let me make the point. You start with an egg, and then you mix in the milk, and then you beat it, and then you have an omelet.
Right.
You start with an omelet. And so... You don't look at the egg and say it's wrong for being an egg and not an omelet. And everything brought it to its position to be an egg, and it has to go through its process to be an omelet. So when you look at somebody and you find everything...
Don't look at them as eggs.
Look at them as an egg that's going to be an omelet, and then it's okay.
Right. Look at them as eggs, it's going to be omelets.
You can't judge them.
I like the way you're thinking. I'll try that. The next time I look at a person, I'm going to look at him as if he's... an egg, going to be an omelet soon. I hope I don't get slapped because the girls, I don't think they would take that look. In fact, I don't even know if I could express it. But have you learned the BBS salute yet, Wynn?
But I'm not sure I like it.
Did you learn it? Did you actually get a chance to review it, practice it, learn it?
No.
You didn't?
I said...
You didn't learn the BBS salute yet.
Well, I remember what it is.
So. You did? What do you think?
What do I think?
Yeah. We're going to market that. That's going to be our salute.
I think two ways about it, okay?
It can be looked at as either in a positive thing or a negative thing, can't it?
Right.
It can either look like you're sending love from the heart, or it can coming from the heart, or it could mean, you know.
The BBS salute doesn't really talk about the heart. It's like, is there more to it than what I know? Give me the BBS salute, Tom. Let me hear it.
Well, the BBS salute to me kind of means not. You know the word not? It's a way to say that put humor into somebody's life. You know what I mean?
Don, do the BBS salute with the right emotional connection. Go ahead.
Okay, there I did it. See how perfectly I did it in the way? Did you just notice that? You could see it, right?
No, I didn't do it. I didn't see it.
Why'd you ask me to do it?
Aren't you supposed to say it?
You can't say it. There's nothing to say in a salute.
Oh, it's with your hands, you mean?
Yeah.
Kind of like the Masons.
No, nothing like the Masons.
It's like the secret...
Yeah, didn't you see it? I sent you an email on it.
Oh, no, I thought it was just what you said. Well, no, there was a 7 megabyte download.
Yeah,
right?
And you watched it and you viewed it, and it was Nevin, right?
And I was not able to get that download.
Wynn, send Wynn the new file. Wynn is now one of those people who's in the know. Unfortunately, he does not know yet, but, you know. Okay, you're now going to a new folder in the computer, in Nevin's computer. It's called In the Know.
Mm-hmm.
You are now one of those people in the know, because we're going to send you the BBS salute in a way you can open it.
Mm-hmm.
So next time I ask you what it is, you'll know, right?
Good.
Okay.
Good.
And for the audience that wants to know what that salute is, have no fear. We have a wonderful artist doing up the graphics for it. We're going to animate it, and it is going to be our salute. And we're going to put it into video, and we're going to have little... animations done with it. It's going to be funny as heck, and it's going to be done by the BBS logo guy. You know the logo that we have on bbsradio.com, our little radio icon.
Yeah.
He's going to be giving the BBS salute.
Mhm.
What do you think?
I haven't seen it yet.
Well, we just sent you the email. Are you next to your computer?
Nope.
No.
Nope, I'm sitting in my car outside of...
So we're on a cell phone. No wonder I had to make so many adjustments there. You're on a cell phone.
I'm on the cell phone, yeah.
Ah, that's why the sound has been a little weird.
I'm sitting in my car outside of the health food store.
Well...
You know, it makes a big difference where you park your car when you do a show. Did you know that? Did you know there's different locations where you have different connections with the energy field?
Right.
You know, if I was going to say how I look at things, when you and I are talking, my goal is to create that connection, not in our personalities, but we can still have our personalities, but to add to that the connection through the grid. Because when we connect through the grid, we start to change with the vibrations of you, me, where we sit, and the people that listen to us. And...
You sound like you're channeling.
You have to intend that.
I'm joking.
You have to intend that.
I agree.
Okay?
I'm with you.
It has to be part of an intention. Otherwise, you know, we just have a BS session, right?
Correct.
Now, we could have a BS session, and I'll go along with it, because I can't change it myself. It has to be you and I both agreeing we want to change it. Right?
That's right.
So, how do we change it? How do we get that grid energy going? What would you do?
What would I do?
Yeah.
Meditation and prayer is probably the best way.
Yeah, but we don't have time to do that right now. What do we do right now?
Right now to get that energy going?
Yeah.
Call in the light.
Well, the calling in the light is... And
what would you do right now?
No, I'm not going to do it.
What would you do right now? But you asked me.
No,
it sounded immediate. Come on now. What would you do right now to bring in the spiritual energy?
I'm putting you in the spot, okay?
Yeah, but I'm reversing it on you.
Okay.
I'm asking you now to answer that question right now because it seemed quite immediate.
Okay, well.
What would you do right now?
What I would do is intend it to occur. Right,
right here, right now.
Which I'm doing.
Okay, intend it.
Can you intend it?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if we intend it...
It might happen.
No, it will.
Will happen?
It's best to happen. You got to leave more space, though. You know, if you keep bringing it back to personality and to, like, jovialness, that, you see, it's interesting. The jovialness is really great because it's great on a human level. But then you add to that the intention to have the... Maybe what I would do, if I really intend that to happen, is make a picture of how that occurs, actually. How does it actually occur? Why does it happen? Well, it happens because you and I both exist beyond the veil, but we can't see it. Can you see beyond the veil?
I think so, once in a while, yeah.
Well, once in a while you get something through the veil, right?
Right.
But we exist right now beyond the veil. And yet, when we relate like we're under the veil. All we have to relate with is our human personalities. And the way to get through the veil is by intending it.
I would agree.
And by intending it, we start to talk about it, and then immediately the parts of us that are beyond the veil start to get enlivened, and they start to get lit up. And then they say, okay, guys, I mean, then we start changing the energy. We start changing the energy in our space. And if we change that energy, trust to change it for everyone that's tuning into us or tapping into us or listening. I won't say everyone, but there's certain people that will feel that shift. And then, you know, if you go beyond channeling, which is like, you know, the vocal expression, and then you take the idea that maybe this cosmology is correct that I keep talking about, that there's these group souls that are oversouls for our planet, and that they pay attention to us. Once you're beyond the veil, then you have the intention for them to connect with you, and the openness, they will. They're looking for it. They're looking for reasons to do it, to be supportive, to help. But, you know, as far as from a human level, they're bloody invisible. You know, there's no evidence that they exist. Do you think they exist, Don?
Hard to say.
You're not sure.
Are you?
Yep.
Do they exist?
Absolutely.
That's,
I mean,
right.
The reason I can say they exist.
I believe they exist, too. I've had too many experiences to doubt it.
Yeah. And
I mean, I can't prove it.
Right. I mean, to me, having constant conversations and then having events happen in life and then having conversation and events happen in life and having a miracle and this and that, you know, you watch that for a period of a few years and you say, that's got to be real. How can that happen otherwise? You know? And
you know,
so,
it's funny.
Huh?
The older you get, the more you reflect.
Mm-hmm.
You really do. You reflect more. And, you know, as people do grow older and reflect more, I think that brings them a great amount of wisdom. You know? Because it allows the mind, it allows people to actually reflect on their past and learn their mistakes. I believe the same process goes when we cross over, that we are, we actually go back through those moments of our life to understand them, and it makes us wiser. And I think we do that here on Earth. Older people tend to do that more. They reflect more. And it brings them a much greater amount of wisdom that often isn't spoken. You know, that's how I find my mother and father. And the older I get, I start to realize that so much that, you know, there's so much wisdom there.
Mm-hmm.
And you just can't get there without being old. Well, without traveling the path. You know, growing old and getting those number of years on you and experiencing things enough to know that, you know, there's a lot of wisdom there. In reflection,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Well, you know what?
As there are real gurus.
As you grow older, you then have all this track of patterns to look back on your life, and you start integrating your own patterns. And you
were you close with your mother and father?
Me, I was close to my mother, and I had a really difficult time with my father.
Right.
Did I ever tell you the story of my past life with my father?
I don't know.
Sorry. I don't know if you want to hear it. But it's the thing that convinced me that past lives were real, without a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I have the same veil as everyone. I don't believe in anything because I want to believe in it. I validated things for myself. And, you know, if it's true for me, then probably there's some truth that's true for other people. But again, they have to validate it for themselves. You have to be open to the possibility. For example, you know, being that we have a veil and being that we don't connect with the other side, it'd be very easy to say, that can't exist because I don't see it. Well, the first step is not to believe that it exists. The first step is to be open to the possibility. Because once you open to the possibility, you now have opened yourself into a huge realm of self-examination, looking for evidence, looking for things, and it really increases the chances that things will occur in your life to prove it to you. Now, you need a little space in your life for that to happen. If your life is just totally filled up with all your earthly ambitions and, you know, when, you know, your business or your wife or your children, there's no space. And if there's no space, there's nothing, there's no room to even sense those possibilities. Well, in the case of my own past lifetime that I'm referring to, I had the situation where I had read Edgar Cayce when I was younger, and I said, this guy really existed. There's no way somebody...
Is this going to be a long story?
Well, that's a good story.
How's your dad fit into this?
There's no way anyone can do 15,000 readings.
How's your dad fit into this?
I'm going to tell you. So eventually I had this reading from somebody that where they told me a past lifetime...
That you were your own father?
No, that I was repeating a lot of patterns in this lifetime. And they told me I was a troubadour in England.
Troubadour.
And that
I love you, Wim.
Yeah. My father was not my father in that lifetime. He was a guy that owned an inn, and I embarrassed him, and he ended up killing me. He ended up poisoning me. And
now he's your father.
Because he poisoned me, he made a karmic thing where he had a karmic thing to give me a life. Now, this guy told me this story, and he told me all the details of it, all the details. It was an amazing story, and I left this reading, and I realized that I had written a song about the very same past life and the same story that he told me 5 years before he told me the story. And I thought the song was from my imagination.
That's pretty wild. Yeah, I remember you telling me that. That is pretty wild.
At that point, I mean, it really is interesting to tell the story and to tell the song, the lyrics of the song, because that was my first validation that it has to work this way.
Yeah.
It has to. How could I possibly write the... I mean, I remember when I wrote the song. I wrote the song, I think I was...
I have missed our conversations, though.
I've
missed everybody, you know, all of our show hosts, everybody's conversations, because we've gone through so much transition that I haven't been able to be personal, you know, with all the show hosts. And I used to love that about BBS Radio. Folks, you know, when you start a radio network and it grows and grows and grows, it's tough because you build up such a personal relationship with the initial hosts. And you keep building these relationships, and all of a sudden you don't have time for any of them.
Well, you know,
and it really weighs on me. That's why I'm trying to put systems in place now with BBS Radio. It's going to allow me more time, not only for my family, but for
your hosts.
For my hosts. And so, really, when it comes down to it, that's what we'll be doing. Trying to automate things a little bit and to change things around a bit. We're still going to have a full schedule Monday through Sunday. It's going to give me an opportunity to be me. And I want to go see my folks, my mother and father. I'm just dying to see them. I really am. I miss them dearly. And my brother feels the same way. So, you know, I mean, things need to be put in place where we can spend some time with family, meditation, our walks, our talks, our communication. And it's been overwhelming to me. We created a monster, and I'm a slave to it. And I got to get out from under that. So that's really what I'm intending to do. And a lot of our listeners know it's been messy. You know, we don't do a lot of updates, and we're making a lot of changes, and Doug's handling things, and Nevin's handling things, and I'm handling things, and Dr. Bell will be handling things, and you know, it's just a lot of changes.
Is Dr. Bell going to move up there?
Dr. Bell, I love that man. As far as I'm concerned, I wish he would. I wish he'd move right next door to me.
Mm-hmm.
I would love and be totally and absolutely honored to be Dr. Bell's neighbor. That'd be an honor like no other.
Mm-hmm.
I love that man. And because, and I believe in him. I believe in Dr. Bell. I believe in everything he says. I believe in his products. I don't make money selling his products. He does, not me. I don't make a dollar. But I love what he does, the testimonials, the people who've used his products, him, the dynamic personality, the constant heart and strength and character and purpose driven, you know, a guy who creates his own destiny, get out of the way and bend to my will kind of guy. I love him.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you talk to Dr. Bell, do you say, how you doing?
You damn right I do, and he expects me to say that.
And I
say the same to him. He goes, I'm doing really good. How are you? And he'll say it in a very nice, upbeat fashion.
Uh-huh.
You know, he'll very positive. I mean, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the same tools, I guess, I did.
Mm-hmm.
Because he can communicate with anybody at any time for any reason.
Mm-hmm. Are you there?
Yeah.
Funny click.
No, that was just my chin on my mic, and the problem is, see it? Hear it? It's my chin on my mic. I'm growing whiskers.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was just scratching my chin, yes, with the mic. I was scratching my chin with the mic, folks, and now the mic is in my mouth.
Does it taste good? All right, Don. We're getting so. Listen, what time are we supposed to be?
Oh, now we got to close with the Lord's Prayer.
Well, I don't have that.
I'm joking. Calling in the light. Come on. Better show you do it.
Well, let me do it because I started talking about intention. You can do it next week.
Okay.
You know, we talked about connecting.
We only got about 40 seconds. We're strict to everybody, so I got to be strict even on our show, sadly.
Okay.
I love our listeners, but they're here for Dr. Bell and the next 30 seconds, not for us.
Well, you've got to be quiet.
Okay.
Now you're taking up the 40 seconds.
Do it, buddy.
Okay, so I'd just like to ask you all, if you have the intention, to let your intention say, I want to have an experience and feel something right now. And we're going to ask Father, Mother, God, we ask for the light to be present, that light that's on the other side of the veil, those interdimensional groups that are service to others, coming in the Christed energies, that are positive, that are available. And we ask that those people that are listening can have an experience and feel that in their space. Feel those energies as they radiate from the center of our galaxy into our planetary system. And that each of you can hold that energy and experience it and realize that there are forces around you, guides of all sorts, that are there to help and assist you. And all you got to do is be open to it.
Yeah.
And we send the light to Hildy, to Don, to Doug,
to Wynn.
To Wynn.
And to my father. You know
Evan,
what?
Your father, and all
Dr.
of you are
Bell. Mom, Dad, I love you. I love you both very much.
Anybody want to put anybody in this light in a prayer way that needs healing, yourself, for transformation, just think it right now. Put it out there. And get your intention strong.
And God bless you all.
That's right.
Thank you, Wynn. Good night, folks. We'll be back at you next week. Okay. We got ourselves a wrap. Wynn? You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.